Get Ready to Rock Radio, music you want to hear.
And here at Get Ready to Rock, on the eve of a release of a great album, too, hello to Dan McCafferty from Nazareth.
Hello, Dave, how are you?
Oh, it's nice to talk to you, Dan. And we're going to do something slightly different in this sequence, in the sense that we're going to drop in some of your favourite track selections over the years and talk about some of those early influences. Now, I'm sure it must be frustrating that although you're featured on the latest album, you're now, as we know, not able to tour with the band. Can you give us a little bit of background to this?
Yes. What happened was we finished the album last year, and I had to, we're in Canada, and I had to come off stage, and then we're in Switzerland a while later, and I had to come off stage. I have a thing called COPD, which is it's a lung disease, and I've had it for years, but I mean, it was like, I could manage to do the shows okay, it was fine. But now it's getting worse, and I just can't sing for an hour and a half. I mean, I can't tour and then sing for an hour and a half. It's just too much for me now. I can still record, that's fine, because you can say, right, give me a minute and I'll try it again, you know. But you can't really do that at a live show. It was very upsetting and very sad to have to leave. But then I felt it was unfair because, I mean, people are paying money to come and see the show, and I'm not delivering what you're supposed to deliver, and it must have been like frightening for the band as well. They must have been saying, it's not going to be all right, you know. So I decided the best thing to do was pass the band to somebody else, really, you know. And the boys have got a new singer now, so you know, so Linton Osborne, his name is, and they're starting to tour again, so I'm glad that's carrying on, so that means the music carries on, which is.
Well, that brings us really to the new album, Rock and Roll Telephone, because I think that really, it really sums the band up in terms, it's a great mix of ballads and heavier stuff, which people like. When you set out on this album, Dan, did you have any vision in terms of, you know, what you wanted to achieve?
Well, pretty much, I mean, because Jimmy and Lee are the guys that are doing the writing these days, because they write fab songs, and, you know, they had a bunch of songs, and we obviously all got together and decided which ones we wanted to do, and I was just chuffed with them all. I thought they were all really, really good songs. We're not a hard band to work with. Everybody knows what they're doing. I mean, we've been together a long time. I mean, the new boy, as they say, is Lee. I mean, Bai's been playing drums for us 11 years since Darryl, God rest him, died. You know what I mean? So it's not like there's any surprises, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know the guy's talents and what they're good at. So we just go in the studio, and by the time we get in there, we don't mess around in the studio. I mean, things can change, obviously, but when we go in, we kind of know what the music's going to be. And the producer, Jean Roulier, is a young guy from Switzerland. He's done the last three albums with us, and he knows what to expect as well.
Mm.
You know, and he knows people's strengths and how to get you a little bit more out of you, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I really thoroughly enjoyed making Rock and Roll Telephone. It was great. And it's got a lot of humour in it as well, which always makes me happy.